Time to talk travel with our travel expert, Quinton Long, founder of AustralianTraveller.com and Australian Travel Magazine, which is a terrific magazine. He's on the phone now. Quinton, there's so much to talk about as vaccinations gain in popularity. The question now is, not if, but when will we be able to leave these shores and go on a holiday? And I suppose closer to home, when will we be able to leave our states and go on a holiday here in Australia? Good morning to you, mate.
Yeah, morning, Luke. Great to be with you. Yeah, great questions.
I saw John Sharp from Rex on the television yesterday, and he's saying that Rex are opening up their airline routes. So, and I also know that you spoke yesterday to the founder of Bonza, the new airline in Australia, Tim Gordon's his name, and he had a fair bit to say. What can you tell us about Rex and Bonza?
Yeah, so Rex is recommencing on the 15th of November. And you've got to remember, during the pandemic, they've done reasonably well in positioning themselves to start competing on the really lucrative routes between Sydney and Melbourne, particularly because they've got some jet aircraft now that will fly it efficiently. And that was thanks to the demise of Virgin. So they're going to start flying Sydney-Melbourne. They've got some specials out at the moment, about $69.
Wow.
So that's a pretty good start. And then you'll see that take off from the 15th of November. Bonza Airlines, in the meantime, we actually don't know when they'll start flying. They've got to get regulatory approval first, where I'm being told by Tim that he thinks that they'll be up and running by the second calendar quarter of 2022. So that's anywhere between April, May or June. And really interesting in terms of strategy and stuff like that. So they'll be flying regional routes only, and they think that the majority of their flights will not be on existing routes.
Yeah.
So they'll only fly from, say, one region to the other. And I was talking to him about it, and he's really interesting because he's saying that it's about the forgotten third of Australia, which lives in regional cities or regional towns. And if you think about it, if you're in a regional town, you have to fly to a capital city to go anywhere.
Yeah, that's right.
And so what he's thinking is, you know, instead of going from, say, you're in Coffs, you go Coffs to maybe Brisbane to then get to the Whitsundays or to Cairns or something, maybe he can actually go, well, why don't I just fly you directly from Coffs to Cairns maybe? I don't know. He can't really reveal where he's going to be flying to and when, but I do know that it'd probably be located in the southeast Queensland area in a regional centre like Sunshine Coast or Gold Coast or Byron. He didn't rule out Toowoomba either. So that's an interesting sort of development there.
I'd say, what, next time we talk to him, I get a lot of complaints from listeners who would love to be able to fly direct to Mackay, but you can't. You've got to go to Proserpine, but you can fly from Mackay to Brisbane. Can someone look at that?
I'm sure he's looked at it. What's really interesting is he said he sent out a letter to 42 different airports because the whole business model is predicated on the idea that 25% of their cost is going to be in airport charges. And so if he can get that way down, that will be a huge winner. So he sent a letter to 42, I think he said, different regional airports and said, hey, do you want to partner with us and help us do it? And he reckons he's gotten more than 30 positive responses already. He's going to start with three aircraft, 737-8s. And because the company that's putting in all the money is actually owns a leasing aircraft leasing company, they're going to be brand new aircraft. So it doesn't, they're not like the old beaten up sort of offcuts of other airlines, they're going to be brand new. So that means that they're also pretty fuel efficient, which helps keep the costs down for him.
We're talking travel with Quinton Long, founder of AustralianTraveller.com. I noticed on the weekend that Vietnam is going to open up to us to vaccinated Australians soon.
Yeah, so they've opened up one of their big famous sort of resort style islands called Phu Quoc, Phoqoc. The only challenge there is anyone going to be flying from Australia to Vietnam, or how do you get there? That'll be the interesting sort of ointment, flying the ointment there. But, yeah, look, everyone's starting to open up. Phuket's opening up in Thailand from the 1st of November. They're getting rid of what they had this whole sandbox idea, which is where there'll be certain areas where you could be, but they're now just opening it up to vaccinated travellers. So it's all starting to quickly open up. It's going to be about how quickly we can get flights into those places and whether we can get travel insurance and whether exactly. The government will lift their bans on places or not, depending on the caseloads.
Because a lot of my listeners want to know about Bali.
Yeah, that's a great one. They're open. No one's flying there.
You see, you know, Bali's open, but you can't get there from Australia.
That's right. And also, you know, because we've got to wait and see what the DFAT says. You know, if DFAT comes out and says, we don't think you should fly or travel to Bali.
Your insurance is gone, yeah.
Your insurance is gone, and therefore it's probably a bit riskier than you want it to be. But we do know that, you know, that they're going to have rapid testing when you arrive, and the tourism guys came out and said, we'll put on entertainment at the airport when you arrive while you wait for your rapid test to be completed. So there's a few interesting logistics coming through there.
Quentin, I wanted to ask you about cruising. A lot of questions about cruising. There's some unbelievable deals at the moment.
Yeah, so cruising's ramping up globally. And if you can think about it, they're coming from a bit of a standing start. So they've got a lot of hardware to fill. And so there's you know, a lot of talk and chatter and deals out there. They've also opened up much further in advance than they ever have in the past, which means that usually you'd only be booking 12 to 18 months out, or maybe 2 years. Now you can book really, you know, 3 years in advance. So that's put a lot of ability for people to book as well. But we're not cruising in Australia, and we're not looking like we're going to cruise anytime soon. Most of the cruise lines have now completely abandoned their Australian domestic cruise season. So Royal Caribbean was the last one to say we're out. And unfortunately, they won't be bringing their fabulous Ovation of the Seas to Australia because the government closed them down till, well, I think it was the 17th of December was the last deadline they gave, but there's still no assurances that they'll open up. They don't have much faith that the government will do it. So they've just said, you know what, we'll see you in 2022 at the back end of, you know, in the Australian summer of 2022, starting October maybe, and they'll see us then.
Last week we had some funny callers, some great memories of P&O's The Fair Star, the fun ship.
Yes.
It's out of commission now. It stopped sailing quite a few years ago. But do you remember The Fair Star? What are your memories of The Fair Star? God, we had some funny calls.
I don't know whether I can really say them on air, mate.
Exactly. See, that's the problem.
It was Fair Star, the fun ship, but there was also another nickname it was given.
Yes, I know. Same initials.
Yes, very similar initials. But yeah, I mean, it was the beginning of the sort of cruising boom in Australia, and I've got to say, look, you've got to give P&O its dues because they were the cruise line that started up in Australia and really was the only domestic cruiser for such a long time. And I have I think the Australian, or particularly the New South Wales government, did them no favours and did them a great disrespect in the way that they were showing the door with very little, you know, warning or very little sort of consultation. They were basically told, get your ships out of Australian waters after, 50 plus years and all the jobs and all the sort of development they've done of the cruising market in Australia. They would get shown the door within 2 weeks. I thought that was pretty callous and pretty unfair.
I got a story. I wish I could tell you the names of the people involved, and I'll tell you off air. I'll tell you off air, but I know three guys, because back in the day, you could, if you had friends leaving on the Fair Star from Circular Quay,
you could actually go on board.
You
right?
go on board, and yes. you'd have drinks on board, and then you'd have to go down the gangplank and you'd throw the streamers and you'd watch them go.
Yes.
But you could actually go on board and have a drink. Three friends were seeing a couple of mates off, and they decided to stay.
Stayed away.
And they were going to Fiji. They got away with it for one and a few nights, but they were sleeping on the deck.
Oh, wow.
And they got caught. They got put in the brig?
The brig.
The brig? Sorry, the prison, the police cell.
Yes.
Marched off in Fiji. This is back in the day where one of them had to telegram their parents to get them to wire money to pay for the cruise. You would be amazed at who it was, and I'll tell you off air.
Yeah, I'm sure I can guess, but I'll tell you.
One clue. Three of them were from St. Andrew's College at Sydney Uni back in the day.
All right.
Okay.
But I'll tell you one other story about that. There's a very famous industry cruise to nowhere on board a ship about 9 years ago.
Yeah.
And they had the whole industry get on board, and they started serving at 10 o'clock in the morning, and the industry can drink. It was legendary because it ended up with people in the brig on that particular cruise to nowhere, which was only one night, and they managed to cause fights, all sorts of stuff. Some very funny stories came out of that one as well.
We should continue this. What are you? Have you ever stowed away? Have you ended up in the brig on a ship? Tell me about it. Hey, Quinton, good to talk to you, mate. What's in the magazine?
Currently, we've got the 100 unique stays across Australia. Amazing, amazing stays. Like, it is an absolute, you know, if you're ever looking for something that's somewhere great to stay in regional, particularly regional Australia, that's different. And particularly because, you know, regional Australia has had a challenge in having great quality accommodation. And we found 100 amazing places. They're not all expensive. All sorts of different ones. My favourite being have I talked about this? The Arnott's Factory.
Yeah.
That was one of my favourites, and very, very, very interesting places to stay all across Australia.
All right. Hey, listen, as I say, good to catch up. I'm sure we'll catch up next week.
Okay, mate. Have a great one.
Quinton Long from Aussie Traveller here on The Night Shift on Triple M.